Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 28. On this week's edition of the SWABP, I have a lot of video gaming news to talk about. I also want to talk about the death and demise of High Definition DVD, a review of Professor Layton and the Curious Village for the Nintendo DS, a promo for one of my personal favorite podcasters. I also want to talk about three brand new ways you can contact me, and instead of a retrovision, I have the top five cartoons that should be put on DVD. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's rock and roll, pack members. Yeah! Hello, fellow pack members, and welcome once again to another edition of the SWABP. I'm, of course, M. Silverwolf, and before we get started, I actually have an email from a very, very loyal listener. His name is Joe, and he's from Madison, Indiana. And he writes, "Me and Kim found your blog and podcast, or whatever you call it, and I just want to say, after hearing your voice, you should definitely think about being a radio DJ." Well, that's pretty much what I'm doing. You have a good voice personality. Not that many people can really do voice personalities because they either mumble or stutter or just kind of bland just using their voice. But you're excellent. You have personality, you speak clearly, and you don't stutter. Sorry. Don't stutter. Kudos, man. You kept me listening through the whole show, and I am not that big on video games. But anyways, great show, and I'll email you later. Thank you very much, Joe. That, you know, just receiving email like that really, really helps me out here. And, you know, I can accept any criticism you may have, either through iTunes or through email. Just email me or rate me on iTunes, and, you know, just give me some feedback. I would really love to get some feedback from my listeners. Speaking of which, before we get on to the news, As I mentioned earlier, I have found three new ways that you can contact me. That's right, three brand new ways to contact me. You can now contact me through Steam. For those of you who don't know what Steam is a computer program that you can download for free at steampowered.com, or you can just talk to any PC gamer out there. He or she will definitely tell you what it is. And through Steam, you can become a friend. We can play each other in games like Counter-Strike Source or Team Fortress 2. And, you know, just hang out, instant message me, or, you know, whatever. I really appreciate it. And if you're wondering what my Steam ID is, it's SilverWolf2006. That's, let me repeat that once again. SilverWolf2006. On Steam, I'm constantly on it. In fact, I'm on it right now. And, you know, just friend me, or, you know, if you want to challenge me to Counter-Strike Source, I'm up for it. I'm not that big on Steam yet, but I am getting used to it, and it is a really cool program to have. It's free. The only thing you have to pay for are just the games, but most of the games on Steam are really, really fun, especially the Orange Box, which is not really much of a game. It's more like a collection. I think I've talked about it earlier. It's such a fun. It's just a fun collection of five games. Portal is the best. Okay, off topic here. Next up, of course, some of you already know that I do own a Nintendo Wii, and I'm sure a few of you also own a Nintendo Wii, and I've been a little hesitant about giving this out, but, you know, I think now's a really good time to throw it out there. How about my Wii friend code? That's right. I actually have a friend code. If you want, you know, to email me through there, feel free. Just put this code into your address book and send me a request. I'll pick it up, and more than likely, I will accept you as a friend through Nintendo Wii, especially since there's a lot of games that do require friend codes for direct, you know, Wi-Fi matches, like on Mario Strikers Charge, or even the upcoming Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which is something I'm definitely going to get. But anyway, besides Zelda, here is the code, and make sure you also email me as well to, you know, to ask me if I got your code, or if you're sending me your code, or whatever. So, anyway, here's the code. 8489109684918 93. One more time. 8489109684918 93. That's the code. And put it in your address book, send me a request, and more than likely I'll give you a reply, and chances are, you know, we'll face each other in Brawl. You and me, come on, bring it, yeah! Okay, once again, off track. Just really excited about these new ways to contact me. And the last way you can contact me now is through Facebook. Some of you already know what Facebook is. If you don't know, it's a social network, kind of like MySpace, but it's kind of more directed towards like college students, high school students, and I think also certain businesses as well. So if you want to contact me through Facebook, I just created a page a couple days ago, and in order to become a fan of the show, just go to the Facebook search engine and search SWABP, and it's right there at the top of the search engine. It's, you can see my special yellow-eyed grinning logo on there, and become a fan. It's that easy. Just go to the page, click become a fan, and you can also post messages on the wall or the discussion, and, you know, just post, become a fan, and tell other people, and, you know, all that mumbo jumbo. I mean, I also check it frequently. So, yeah. Anyway, enough with the contacts. You can have Steam, Wii, and Facebook. Let's get on with the actual news. First off, this came as, well, kind of as a shocker, because I knew this was going to end sooner or later. But the DVD format wars are now over. And guess who's the victor? Well, some of you probably already know this, but it's Blu-ray that's the winner. HD DVD is now officially dead. Well, not exactly. There's still going to be HD DVD releases coming out, you know, within the next few months. But by April, it's officially dead. And come to think of it, I wonder how Toshiba executed a high-definition DVD. I know. I think the creator of high-definition DVD and his... I don't know who created high-definition DVD, but I think the creator and his or her father took the DVD player into a barn, chained it up to the wall, and the father, with a shotgun in his hand, was pointing at the player. But the creator said, "No, Daddy. It's my dog. Let me shoot it." Point. Pull the trigger. Bam. Dead. Wait a minute. Did I just spoil Old Yeller? Oh, man, now I'm such a jerk. oh well. But I think more than likely they just said, Blu-ray is better, throw it out, or something. I don't know. I'm just trying to make a joke here. But sum it all up, HD DVD is dead, Blu-ray is the victor, but Toshiba did say they will still support, they'll still somewhat support people who already own an HD DVD, but chances are they're all being sold on eBay anyway. Actually, you know what? While I'm talking about, the upcoming news, maybe, I think ever since this news story came out, I think a whole bunch of HD DVD players are already on eBay or some other auction site are already coming out. I'm right now checking it out, and yikes. get this. Well, so far, over 9,000 matches for HD DVD, but let's get on with... here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's see, those are the... Oh, wait, those are movies. I want players. I'm guessing, by the looks of things, I think there's already enough out there. I mean, so far, I've seen over 1,000 HD DVD players now available on eBay, trademark. Whatever. Fortunately, I did not buy any of these sets because I know a format war is going to end, so, whatever. Anyway, next story. Not too long ago, some guy has announced, I forgot who, but I think some of you may remember this. Do you remember the Street Fighter movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme? Yeah, that movie? The one that was hyped up to no... actually, I don't know if it was really that hyped up, but... it was bad altogether. It was bad. Not that bad, but bad. Man, it was so bad, I can't even think anymore. But to be honest, there is going to be another Street Fighter movie coming out. Hopefully, it's going to be better than the last one. I mean, anything could be better than the last one. But, they have announced some members of the cast for this upcoming movie, and they are Kristen Kreuk, K-R-E-U-K, from Smallville. She's going to play Chun-Li. Michael Clark Duncan, he's going to play Balrog, and he's from one of his famous roles is from the movie The Green Mile. These next two characters, you may not know them from the original games, but they were in the Alpha series. Nash is going to be played by Chris Klein from American Pie. And Jen is going to be played by Rick Yoon from The Fast and the Furious. These next four roles, so far, they're currently unknown, but I haven't really looked at their pictures, to be honest. But I think by the names or, if you look them up on IMDb and you can find a photo, chances are you'll probably find out who these people are going to play. Chang Pai Pai? P-E-I-P-E-I? Sorry if I mispronounce any of these names. He was from the movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Moon Bloodgood from Journeyman. Edmund Chen from Turn Left, Turn Right. And of all people, Taboo from the band Black Eyed Peas will also be in this movie. I don't know why they would choose him, but my prediction, I think he's going to play DJ. Because I think it kind of fits his personality a little bit. So far, those four people, their roles are currently unknown, but chances are this movie's not going to come out for a while, so we'll find out more later. Next bit of news, Wii Fit, one of the most popular games in Japan right now next to Smash Brothers Brawl, has actually now has a official release date here for the United States and in Europe. Here in the United States, it's going to be released on May 19th, and also in Europe on April 25th. So Europe is going to get it earlier than us. So once again, we get the last chance to play the Wii Fit, but whatever. It's coming out. I'm going to get it. I'm going to enjoy it, hopefully. And also, Nintendo has also announced that new WiiWare, like games that original games on the Nintendo Wii, will be available in May. And Nintendo is encouraging all independent developers, or you know, big companies like Sega or Square Enix, they're encouraging all companies to create whatever they want from the Nintendo Wii and sell it through WiiWare. And with something like this, actually sounds kind of interesting, because, you know, I like Virtual Console, but I think we probably need some more original WiiWare coming out through the download service. Speaking of which, some of you might not even heard of this video game system. It was more like a computer system. The Commodore 64, ringing any bells anywhere? Well, it's now available on the Wii Virtual Console in Europe. Got your hopes up there, didn't I? It's now available for in Europe for Nintendo Wii. The games themselves will cost about 500 points or $5 here in the United States. And so far, it is the oldest system to ever hit the Wii Virtual Console in Europe, of course. Here in the United States, so far we only have Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64, Genesis, TurboGrafx-16, and Neo Geo, and all sorts, you know. We don't have it extensive as Europe just yet. There might be a chance that Commodore 64 might hit America, but I don't really think so. And the last bit of news. Some of you probably know this band, Aerosmith. Well, Activision has just announced that Aerosmith will be in the next guitar. Actually, not be in it. They're gonna star in it. Activision has just announced that Aerosmith, one of the greatest bands in the world, will star in the next Guitar Hero game called Guitar Hero Aerosmith. This game will be available on the Nintendo Wii, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and the Xbox 360. Pretty much what this game is going to be about, you actually follow the band Aerosmith through, you know, humble beginnings all the way up to superstardom. And along the way, not only will you play awesome Aerosmith songs, but also you'll be playing tracks by other bands that are inspired by Aerosmith. Will Run DMC be in it? I don't know. But anyway, that's all the news provided by GameSpot.com. And after this brief promo, I'll have a review of Professor Layton and the Curious Village. See you back here in a little bit.
Beneath the streets of San Francisco, they are waiting, hoping you stay out a bit too late, to drink a bit too much, and stumble home alone. If fortune smiles upon you, they kill you where you stand. But if you're unlucky, they drag you down into the tunnels to meet their queen. Nocturnal is a free podcast-only audiobook from Scott Sigler, the creator of the sci-fi thriller Earthcore and the number one best-selling horror novel, Ancestor. Go ahead, get your scare on at scottsigler.net. And look for Scott's major hardcover release, Infected, available from Crown Publishing, April 1st, 2008.
That's right. Scott Sigler's new audio podcast novel, Nocturnal, is available now. Check it out at scottsigler.net. And let me tell you, it is one heck of a book. There's comedy, there's a lot of blood, there's a lot of weird stuff going on, and it is fantastic. disturbing, but fantastic. Oh, I love it so. Scott Sigler, you are the man. And now, since I am now, must promote him more. ScottSigler.net. Go to it. You'll like it. You'll definitely like it. And now I am done praising the future overlord of the world for now. Let's get on to the review of Professor Layton and the Curious Village for the Nintendo DS. Now, first off, let me explain this. This game is not for everyone. This is a puzzle game, to be honest. It's a puzzle game surrounded with a murder mystery and just mysteries altogether. This is non-stop puzzles and mysteries. And let me just say that this game is actually a lot of fun. Now, when it comes to puzzle games, like, I'm pretty much used to the, like, action puzzle games like Tetris or the sit back, think, and, you know, draw with, like, games like Procross DS or Brain Age, you know, all those thinking games. This game, another level. I kid you not, the puzzles in these games are mind-blowing. Yet, they look so simple. For example, you see two barbers in the only barber shop in the entire city. One with a bad hairdo and one with a good hairdo. Which one should you pick to cut your own hair? Should you pick the one with the bad hair? Or should you pick the one with the good hair? I'll let you ponder this for a little bit. Once again, the two barbers, the only ones in the city, one that has bad hair and the other with good hair. Which one should you choose? If you pick the one with the bad hair as your barber, you're actually right. I know, it sounds weird, but think about it for a little bit. Remember, these are the only two barbers in the entire city, so they pretty much have to cut their own hair. And the one with the bad hair has to be cut by the one with the good hair, and since he has, like, you know, very bad hairdo, you can probably guess that the one with the good hair, the barber with the good hairdo, is pretty bad. But the one with the bad hair has, you know, can cut hair very, very nicely. I know, it's weird. It's weird to actually think about it, but it is true. There's a lot of puzzles like this in this game. There's over 120 of these. And some of them range from, oh, that's the answer, to, okay, made me think a little, but okay, to, what the heck? How is this even possible? And to make matters even worse, there's actually new downloadable puzzles every week. So, with something like that, I mean, you can download a brand new puzzle every week, and they're just about as hard as the ones in the game. So, you know, it adds more, and with the new downloadable puzzles, it actually adds more replay value. And in the actual game itself, besides solving, you know, the puzzles that the citizens of the Curious Village give you, you also have to solve, like, three other puzzles. One, to build some sort of gizmo. Another, to rearrange furniture in an inn that Professor Layton and his assistant is staying in. And also a painting that is almost like that's pretty much like a puzzle. All you have to do is just fit the places in the right spots, and there you go. Now, for the game itself, when it comes to graphics, now, the graphics themselves, like, when you're, for the most part, you know, the art in this game is pretty fascinating. The characters are really fun, but the one thing that really makes this game stand out is that it actually has animated full motion video with sound, which it's kind of rare in game. Well, it's not really rare in games now, but on the Nintendo DS, I was surprised by how good it looks. The animation is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I felt like I was watching an anime. It's really that good. The sound has some really good music to it, great voice acting, and, you know, the music when you're solving a puzzle kind of makes you sit back and think a little bit. The gameplay itself, a lot of use of the stylus, a lot of puzzles. Some of them are fun, some of them are, you know, just, like I mentioned before, like, make your brain go completely insane. And, you know, it's just, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. And fortunately, when it comes to solving the puzzles, you have unlimited time, too. So you can, you know, sit back, think about it for a little bit, or you can just find the answers on the internet, which I don't really recommend, but, whatever. Whatever you want to do. And which each puzzle comes, you know, there's a score for each puzzle, and if you get it wrong, the points that you can get from the puzzle decrease, so you better be careful. But if you quit before you solve the puzzle, you can still save the perfect score, and you can always come back to the puzzle later. And for the fun factor, the game's a lot of fun. The puzzles are challenging, and the game's just fun altogether. Plus, with the addition of downloading brand new puzzles, I mean, it adds more to the game, and really, it's definitely a great title for your collection, especially if you like to think. There are also hint coins scattered throughout the game, which you can use to buy hints to help you solve the puzzle. And like with games like Brain Age, they actually got some really good people to actually help with this game. For this one, they got a professor from Emeritus Chiba University. He's a professor. His name is Akira Tago. This is straight from the instruction manual of this game, Professor Layton. Born February 25th, 1926, Professor Tago performs research in the field of psychology and has written many best-selling puzzle books in his spare time. Even now, he actively contributes to research a wide variety of subjects. Professor Tago is renowned for his ability to create brain teasers and riddles for even the most seasoned puzzle solvers. His best-selling series of books, Head Gymnastics, was influential to an entire generation of puzzle lovers. Now it's your turn to sample some of the professor's famous puzzles. So like with Brain Age, they actually got, you know, an actual professor to help out with this game. And let me tell you, this guy, man, Professor Tago, I salute you for making my brain become a batch of scrambled eggs. Anyway, if you have a Nintendo DS, this game is definitely worth it. And if you like puzzles, once again, get this. It's a lot, and the game itself is a lot of fun. I certainly enjoy it. I have it right here in my hand. And I just gotta say, this is definitely a must-get for any Nintendo owner, any puzzle fan. And also, you can actually go back and solve the puzzles again, you know, to master it. Or you can just show off your friends and, you know, say, hey, do you want to solve this puzzle? Okay. Geez, this puzzle's really hard. How'd you solve it? I said, oh, it's simple. Just, bing. Oh, you get the idea. But anyway, once again, if you had a Nintendo DS, get this game. I personally will give it a 9 out of 10. It is definitely worth it. The only gripe I have with this game is that, actually, there's only two gripes I have with this game. First off, it sometimes moves a little slow at times. And also, once again, it's not for everyone. The puzzles in this game, at least a few of them, are just insane. You'll definitely be, you know, scratching your head a lot and become frustrated. So the game's not for everyone. But still, it's a wonderful game. Get it. And once again, I give it a 9.9 out of 10. So, there you go. Get it. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. And Before we close today's show, instead of a retrovision this week, I thought I'd start something new. How about some countdown lists? This is actually my first one that I've just thought off the top of my head, like a couple days ago, because I kid you not, my list here is of the top 5 cartoons that need be put on DVD. Well, these are not all cartoons. One of them is, you know, a live-action show, but I would still consider it a cartoon. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, just single-disc, you know, DVDs with, like, a handful of episodes. No. I'm talking about complete series. Because just the series itself, like, because for the most part, when it comes to shows, yeah, sure, there could be some that are better than, some episodes that are better than others, but you just gotta say that the series itself is absolutely fantastic. And now, I would like to give you the top 5 shows that should be in complete set, you know, on DVD. Number 5, Muppet Babies. Now, some of you are probably thinking, why Muppet Babies? Well, this show kind of defined my childhood a little bit. This was a really fun show to watch. It was really cool, exciting to see all your favorite Muppets, you know, as little kids. And what really makes the show like stand out was there was morals to it. And I don't know how they do this, but they actually got movie clips and sometimes even celebrities to, what they really do is take movie clips, celebrities, or, you know, just some TV show clips and integrate them into the cartoon, which is pretty cool, to be honest. And they have videos of celebrities, old TV shows, and they also parody a lot of cool stuff too. Like for, let's see. Oh, here's a good example. I forgot the title of this episode, but there was one episode where, I think this can parody every single theme park in the world, where the Muppet Babies found out that there's a new theme park opening up, like, in 5 years. So, because being babies, they can't wait, they decided to open up their own theme park, and they pretty much parody everything that theme park has to offer. Backstage tours, roller coasters, fireworks shows everywhere. It was such a great episode. And anyway, I'm off track again. Ugh, I digress. The show itself is a lot of fun, and there's good music. Even the cartoons can still be appreciated today. But like I said, there's a lot of morals to it. And I just can't resist. An episode ending with Animal saying, "Go bye bye." Sorry, it was just a really fun show. It should really be on DVD. Jim Henson Company, please, please put this on DVD. Anyway, next, number 4, going from kid-friendly baby show to some awesome Saturday morning action. SWAT Cats is number 4. Now, this show, even though it didn't last too long, but it was still awesome. Got two junkyard mechanics that were once police officers, well, members of the Enforcers, which were kind of like a step up from police by a lot. And they build their own fighter jet with a lot of cool weapons. The villains here in the show are absolutely fantastic. It's funny, and it is just awesome altogether. Plus, the animation is pretty good too. So, SWAT Cats needs to be on DVD, along with all the other Hanna-Barbera cartoons that are coming on DVD as well. Number 3, Freakazoid. Now, once again, another short-lived show. It only lasted 2 seasons, but the show itself, it is hilarious. It was produced by Steven Spielberg, And they throw in so many just random jokes. It is hilarious. Especially Cosgrove, who just comes in sometimes out of nowhere, like when something really big is about to happen, like some Freakazoid is about to do, and then Cosgrove comes in and goes, "Hey Freakazoid, you want to get a yogurt?" It is, the show itself is hilarious, and if they could put Pinky on the Brain and Animaniacs on DVD, they have to put Freakazoid, because, once again, hilarity ensues. Great cartoon. It's a great cartoon, great animation, and it's so much fun to watch. And if you can go on YouTube, you can search, you can definitely search Freakazoid. You can find a lot of great clips, and it is so much fun to watch. And even if you don't even know like what happened before the funny clip, I mean, you can still laugh. It is that funny. Number two, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Not the ones that are like, you know, the kids know today. I'm talking about the ones that were released 15 years ago. The original Power Rangers. This, once again, was part of my childhood. It got me into martial arts. And the show itself, yeah, it's a little cheesy. But, hey, it's Power Rangers. It's a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, all the characters are memorable. The fights are, you know, really well choreographed. Well, from what I can remember. And, you know, the show itself is just a lot of fun. And, you know, 15 years? I mean, that's a pretty long time that a show's been, well, at least a type of show, Power Rangers, has been around. The original season was a lot of fun to watch. It got us all involved in, once again, martial arts and the Power Rangers in general. So, for this to be released on DVD would really, really make my day. The only way to actually get these shows on, you know, to buy is through iTunes, because they have the original season through the iTunes store. But I would really love to see the show on DVD. It's a lot of fun to watch. And especially, once again, 15 years, you just gotta do it. And last but not least, the number one cartoon that should be on DVD. Rocko's Modern Life. This show that aired on Nickelodeon is pure genius. This got not just myself involved with, like, you know, jokes about modern life, but, you know, even as an adult, anyone could like this. Because, once again, all the jokes in the show are all based on modern life. And, you know, if you experience this stuff through modern life, I mean, you'll definitely get the jokes in Rocko's Modern Life. The theme song's very catchy, and the show itself is just pure genius. It's a lot of fun to watch, and, you know, especially, like, well, there have been some, you know, moments that, you know, censorship didn't really catch, but still, the show itself, it's a lot of fun to watch, and I would love Nickelodeon forever if they put this show on DVD, but not just Rocko's Modern Life. All the shows up to, I say 1998, yeah, up to 1998 should be put on DVD. Of course, a few more already are. I mean, I've seen Are You Afraid of the Dark's on DVD, Clarissa Explains It All's on DVD, Pete and Pete's on DVD, but Nickelodeon back before the millennium was awesome. I mean, kids got involved in everything. There was slime. There was all this. It was just awesome. I can't even describe it. It was that awesome. And even the Nicktoons, which is one of the true reasons why I watched it, were absolute genius as well. And nowadays, it's pretty much a shell of its former self now. It's sad. Really sad. But I think that's a retrovision for another day. Maybe I'll do a whole retrovision on just Nicktoons. But unfortunately, I am almost out of time here. So let me repeat my top five again. So that way, if you know anyone that's in the DVD industry, or if you know anyone that can put these shows on DVD, just let them know that, you know, these shows should definitely be put on DVD in some way or another, but preferably complete sets. Number 5, Muppet Babies. Number 4, SWAT Cats. Number 3, Freakazoid. Number 2, Power Rangers G1. And number 1, Rocko's Modern Life. If you wish to add anything to this list, maybe I will, and actually, I'll definitely add some more to this list, because there's just so many great shows to be put on a DVD. If you know any other live-action show, cartoon, or whatever TV program that you like to put on DVD, but has not come out on DVD yet, please let me know. Email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know your opinion. Let me know your suggestions. And you may never know. It might come on DVD soon, but, you know, it's always good to tell people that these shows exist, these shows were awesome, and a lot of us will actually pay to for these shows to be put on DVD, or buy these shows on DVD. And, you know, speaking of which, here's another thing. Buy Gargoyle Season 2 Part 1, because the creator himself, I can't think of his name right now, this just came off the top of my head, if enough of these DVDs sell, he can actually consider putting Part 2 on DVD. So, just keep that in mind. But other than that, I think that's the end of the show. Wait! That about does it for this week's edition of the SWABP. Next week, I don't know, whatever news comes to mind or whatever events come up, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen next time, but I'm sure it's going to be good. Don't forget, you can always email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, whatever, just email me. And don't forget the three new ways to contact me. I'm on Steam, I'm on Facebook, and I have a Nintendo Wii. It's all early in the show. I'll have everything on the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. And before I go, I want to mention that the music for this show is by Kanto 6 and is from the PodSafe Music Network. Thank you once again for listening to my show. See you next time, PAC members. Rock on! Go bye-bye! Yeah, bye-bye!